Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
The number of people travelling from Ireland to the US dropped by about 27% last month compared with the same time last year. This is new figures from the International Trade Administration Agency. And the trend is pretty similar right across the rest of Europe, all caused by Donald Trump's administration and concerns over ongoing trade tensions. Daniel Mulhall, former Irish ambassador to the US, is with me on the line today. Daniel, are you surprised by this drop?
Yes, I am a little surprised, to be honest, because during my time in America as ambassador, the number of people coming to the US was consistently high and increasing. And likewise, the number of Americans visiting Ireland was very high. I think in 2019, it reached nearly 2 million. So one in every 10 Americans that came to Europe in 2019 before the pandemic came to Ireland. It's a remarkable statistic, given that we only have about 1% of Europe's population. So yes, I am surprised at this. Now, it could be a blip, but if it's a more permanent feature of the travel landscape, then that's going to have implications, not just for American tourism, which obviously will be hit badly, but also for Irish tourism, because we now have about 13 or more routes between Ireland and the United States. And if the numbers drop at this end, then some of those routes will no longer be economical, and we could have we could see a reduced number of seats from America coming to Ireland, which would obviously have an effect on American tourism for Ireland during the coming tourism season and beyond.
Yeah. What do you think people are concerned about? Because I know I mentioned that the ITA, the International Trade Administration, are talking about concerns over Trump's administration and you know, concerns about discussions around trade tensions. But are the Irish people, they are that concerned about that, are they, Daniel?
Well, what I find is that Irish people are remarkably well informed about what's happening in America. I would say more than any other European nation. We tend to keep an eye on what's happening in America. And I remember myself, even when I was in America, often talking to people about things that were happening in America, and they were already familiar with them. They'd been watching CNN and so on. So I think we're more aware of developments in America than other European countries would be. And therefore, I think a lot of people are picking up sort of a sense that America might not be the best place to visit at the moment, given the sort of trends that are going on there and given the sort of, the sort of issues about people's phones being checked. Now, I find it difficult to believe that very many Irish people will be subjected to any kind of serious scrutiny of their political affiliations when they're going to the United States. But all you have to have is people having that fear in the back of their heads, even if it's not likely to happen. That's going to be a disincentive, and people will choose to go to the Caribbean or somewhere else instead.
Yeah, I'd love to talk to people about this today. You know, like the current situation in the States, would it put you off travelling, going on holidays, even going over maybe to see family over the next couple of months in the US? Paddy Shields is with us as well, Daniel. Paddy, of course, is chairperson of Democrats Abroad. Are you surprised by the drop, 27% last month, in the numbers travelling to the US, Paddy?
Yeah, you know, I mean, I think that trend has been pretty consistent all year, but I share Daniel's concerns that, you know, there have been added routes because of the robust activity in travel between the U.S. I think Nashville is just coming online, I believe, this week. And I think, you know, people have been looking forward to a boon in travel, but I think this trend is concerning, you know, I don't think that those concerns are going away anytime soon.
So what is it people are mainly concerned about?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of stories out there, you know, some founded, maybe some a little bit more hysterical in nature, about, you know, about social media activity, and could that be flagged at a port of entry to the U.S.? Now, I am not aware of anything happening in terms of Dublin Airport, but there have been, you know, cases in the U.S. Where U.S. citizens or foreign nationals, you know, have been either detained or denied entry because of social media on their phone, or they've been questioned because people want access to their phone. And while the policy about, you know, being able to review phone and documentation coming into the U.S. has always been there, I think there's just heightened concerns about, you know, anything negative pertaining to this administration, you know, impacting your ability to get through the border, especially if you're a student or someone on a temporary visa. And I think those concerns, you know, have been publicized in terms of people being denied entry. And that's just giving everyone a bit of pause as they're looking, you know, about making their travel plans for, you know, summer and beyond.
Mm. The Department of Foreign Affairs updated travel guidance too, didn't they, for transgender Irish citizens planning to
travel? Yeah, I mean, if you're specifically part of, you know, the questions about, you know, how you're identified on your documentation versus, you know, what's being currently, you know, accepted in the U.S., I think that's a concern. I think the other concern, you know, is kind of, you know, student visas, you know, students. I think there was even a story on that today. You know, their visas getting revoked, or, you know, they might have plans to come to the States in the fall and study. I know a lot of universities are concerned about, you know, the enrollment of the accepted international students and the impact that will have on their numbers as they get into fall, just with the, you know, the increased concerns. I think The Guardian had a very good article a couple of weeks ago, just about, you know, how to be prudent about, you know, what devices you're bringing in, how to kind of make it, you know, very protective in terms of screening. And, you know, I think, you know, I think there's due caution, but, you know, I myself am planning to go to the States at the end of this month. And, you know, I'll be cautious, but, you know, I am planning on going back home.
Mm. Daniel's with us too. Daniel's in Limerick. Are you thinking of traveling to the US anytime soon, Daniel?
So yeah, I have family over in Boston. My brother moved over there. It must be about 10 years ago now at this stage. He went over on the J-1, and then he came back, and he had to go through the whole rigmarole of going up to the embassy and paying thousands and thousands each time. So I think he's like a green card citizen over there, and he married an American girl, and he's got now a son over there. But I was just talking to my dad. There's like, we certainly won't be going over to visit them unless we have to. My mother, again, obviously being a mammy, if he called and said, look, I could do with some help, mammy, she'd be over. But even my dad was just saying, they're like, we'd hate to feel like we were even in any way endorsing the current regime in America, because it's just not something that should be endorsed. And I myself, again, I know that I don't think it's hyperbole to say, again, many countries have issued travel advice. Now, I am white, male, I'm perfectly fine. But again, I have not been shy about sometimes my feelings towards Trump on social media, things of that. And yeah, I'm a small fish. I'm nobody. But I have no intention of being detained by the TSA in an American airport. Again, my parents might be safe to go over there. They don't have a social media presence, but I'm certainly not going to put myself under that pressure.
And do you feel, Daniel, that traveling to the US is some kind of endorsement of the current administration or policies?
Well, I don't see how it can't be. I mean, look, there's plenty of Americans who obviously didn't vote for this person who's in power, but a majority obviously did. That's how he got elected. And yeah, I certainly would see if you are traveling somewhere, you are saying this is an okay country, these are okay people. And I think it's not okay. It's not okay what, as you said, what they're doing to the LGBT. I mean, just we saw last week, they sent a letter to Harvard saying, we want to control everything that you do. We want to control your administration's policy, your admissions policy, your teachers. We want to lessen the power of the students, lessen the power of the teachers. I mean, there's no way anyone can stand over that. And again, I said, I'm very obviously political about it, and I've made my feelings known on social media. So like that, I am a small fish. I'm no one big. But I would be worried. I'm not going to stop saying what I'm saying, but I would be worried about being detained.
And even though, you know, maybe for family, or the fact you mightn't get to see family or miss out on big events, that's your position, I suppose, and the policies and the politics in the US at the moment is so strong that I suppose you can't put that to one side.
No, I just and I look like my family know me, that they know that I wouldn't come over. Look, I said my man, you know, my brother's man, she'd be over if you needed her.
Yeah.
And look again, again, even my dad, I had like, oh God, if I had to, I would, but I wouldn't want to be seen to support it, and I wouldn't want to be seen to support it, and I'd be worried about how I would be seen over there.
Okay, so you're probably not surprised then to hear that there's this 27% drop in the numbers travelling from Ireland to the US in the last month.
I'm not, and as Daniel Mahal just said there, like again, Irish, we are very aware of what's happening, and we've seen the Canadian thing, the whole elbows up in Canada. They've dropped off entire, like they're travelling. There's parts of America that would have relied on Canadian travel that's dried up. So I'm not surprised to see it's dried up from Ireland. Again, we're very clued in what's happening over there. And I think you talked about the travel advisories. I mean, several European states have said, and it's not just transgender, it's everything. Like, if you have to be very careful now about traveling to America, because if you haven't got your I's dotted, your T's crossed, you're the wrong color, the wrong gender, the wrong orientation, like that's it. There could be any little detail, and we are detaining you. And it's not going to happen in Dublin Airport or Shannon. They'll wait until you get there. And again, look, this will be an extreme scenario, but Trump has just said there recently that he's quite happy to send anyone he wants to El Salvador.
Yeah, I don't think that the Department of Foreign Affairs had I don't think their advisory went that strong. From what I was reading, it was that US authorities had indicated the likes of your ESTA form or your visa application forms must reflect the traveller's biological sex at birth. But I don't know, Dan Mulhall, and maybe you know a little better around that, you know, that there might have been an issue about people being detained.
Obviously, the problem is two things, right? Uncertainty and unpredictability. And those things have really taken off in a big way since January and the inauguration of Donald Trump. And that, I think, is causing... I mean, there shouldn't be any issue for a normal Irish person, even someone with strong political views, going to America. But because of the unpredictability and the uncertainty, some people are obviously thinking that way. And I hear what Daniel is saying. Now, I personally wouldn't regard visiting the United States as an endorsement of the Trump administration, just as I wouldn't regard a visit to Turkey or India or China as endorsing those administrations. So I mean, but obviously Daniel, you know, may have that view, and I'm sure a lot of other people have that view, and that's probably part of the reason why the numbers have dropped. But I would say that for most Irish people who are going on ESTAs, I mean, unless their social media shows them to be, you know, active Hamas supporters or supporting the Houthis or whatever, I think the risk is actually very small. But there shouldn't be any risk there. I mean, you shouldn't have to worry about what's on your social media when you're traveling to a country on holiday.
No, so definitely not.
That's something that it's a self-inflicted wound. You know, that will hurt places like Florida and Orlando and New York and places where Irish people flock to normally.
Text here from this listener says, in case you're doing a poll in News Talk, we too won't be holidaying in the US for the next 4 years. At least they're sleepwalking into something very sinister, says this listener. Mary McKenna is from Tour America. Mary, you are in charge, I suppose, of organising some of our listeners' holidays to the US, to the States. Have you noticed this drop in Irish families travelling to America?
So we did our strategy document in January, and we were kind of looking, saying we were kind of expecting a bit of a drop. But believe it or not, it hasn't happened. We have a 24% growth. Now, there's a couple of factors that are really helping us at the moment. One is the currency. So the rate of exchange, if you remember, a couple of months ago was nearly at parity. It's at between 114 and 115 now versus the euro. Also, Aer Lingus have 22 direct flights to the States. The Nashville went out on Friday, actually, completely full. But the Americans aren't travelling as much. So I'm kind of predicting that we might get some special deals on airfares. So right now, we're still seeing a high demand. We did put a strategy in place as a business to see if it did drop. We'd, you know, concentrate on cruises, which are great value. But the customers are coming back. We have our net performance score saying, yes, we're having a great time. Orlando is still in big demand. And we've had three cancellations in the last 6 weeks. We're tracking everything. And they've been very clear about why they've cancelled. And that's the facts. That's exactly what's happening.
And were the people that cancelled due to the current administration and policies? Did they say that?
Yes.
They did, right.
Clearly,
okay.
100%. They did say that,
They just didn't feel comfortable.
And we decided we'd track it, you know, just to look at it.
Yeah, for your own stuff,
So we've had none last week. And Canada is in big demand, and the rate of exchange is very good there as well. But you've got so many airlines flying direct into the States as well. Delta, American Airlines, JetBlue, United Airlines. And as I said, Aer Lingus have a new flight as well after Nashville, Indianapolis, which is going to launch next month.
You know, I was there for Paddy's weekend in New York, Mary, and I was there for the exact same dates this time last year. And the one thing I would notice is how expensive it is. And even with the rate of the dollar at the moment, like I found it extremely expensive.
But it was in that month, you know, like, it was like the rate of exchange nearly went to parity. So, you know, like there's people who want to experience Orlando, want to go to New York for a weekend, or want to go to Vegas. But right now, it is becoming better value. So, like, I mean, the rate of exchange has moved so much in the last 2 weeks, like so much that if you were going back there now in these 2 weeks, you'd notice you're getting better value.
The other, I suppose, element to this today as well, and I know you might have heard it earlier about the Irish students on J1 summer trips to the US. You've been warned about activism and the risk there over I suppose Trump's attitudes and the crackdown. Jenny Maguire is the Trinity College Students Union president. Jenny, have you heard that from students? Are some of your colleagues putting off the J1 visa to America this summer?
Absolutely. I mean, it's just people, it's that uncertainty that you've already have talked about that have just making people a bit nervous and they don't think it's worth it. I mean, we've had Trinity students who are on a study abroad and disciplined by the American universities because of their participation in activism and in participation of student protest. And I think like this is something that has sent ripples throughout, not just people who are actively involved in activism, but also just people who are there, who are engaging in their studies and want to question things and want to put things out, what university is for. And so what we're seeing is just a general uncertainty, and whether both from Irish students and as well as from international students from the States who were doing anything to stay in Ireland for as long as they can.
Yeah, so it's not just the Irish students that are actually studying over there. It's those that are planning to go this summer as part of the J1 programme.
Yeah, exactly.
There is a drop.
I mean, most absolutely, and most, like, just anecdotally, I've seen so many of my friends who have decided that, oh no, we won't be going to the States. I might get a job somewhere in Europe. I might go traveling somewhere else, because it's the day by day change, the Trump strategy of throwing everything at the wall to create a stir and a frenzy, so you don't know where to look, and so people are just a bit. Here, it's not worth it, because if I don't know what the policy is going to be in 3 days, let alone 3 months, then why would I risk it?
Adrian has got in touch to say, my grandchildren's school in Massachusetts has informed the parents that they will be now removing any records of where the students were born, all being done to protect families from ICE. Suzanne has got in touch to say, I've actually cancelled my trip to Ireland in May because of the anti-American sentiment. So it goes both ways. So Suzanne's obviously tuned into us stateside today. At the end of the day, the US doesn't rely on travel for its economy like Ireland does. This listener says, I for one will definitely not be travelling to the US anytime soon. I don't agree with the current administration. I'm vocal on social media regarding Israel, so I probably feel I wouldn't get in. And another text on this for the moment. You know, when I got my green card, one of the questions I was asked was if I've ever supported a terrorist organisation. I'm assuming it's the same for J1 visas. Therefore, to support the likes of Hamas while in America on a visa would mean that you could perhaps have potentially lied on an application, and you too could be legally deported. Keep your thoughts coming into us. 087 1400 106. That's the WhatsApp number. That's Jenny Maguire, Mary McKenna, Daniel Munhall, Patty Shields as well, and Daniel in Limerick. Thanks a million for joining us. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.